The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner, member of Neal Financial Group. Joining me in the studio, two of my colleagues on Neal Financial Group, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and of course Craig Montana, running the studio for us. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. It's a nice morning to be here.
It is a little bit hot already.
It's summertime in Texas,
yeah.
South Texas.
Yes, indeed.
Like a southeastern Texas.
Probably pretty much everywhere Texas. But anyway, we're glad everybody's joining us today. And we're going to talk a little bit about Social Security today. We're going to talk a little bit about the markets. Yes, we're still up this morning. But how far have we come?
Yeah, and expectations, too. What people invest because they want to make money. Well, what type of expectation do you have or should you have? And should you hire and fire your advisor because of that?
Mm-hmm. So that's one part of everything. Yep. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about somebody's question, which was, well, wouldn't I get the same amount or maybe even greater if I would have just invested instead of paying Social Security for my working years? Oh, what an interesting question. And we have to make a few assumptions on that, but we'll see how that kind of pans out. And by the way, we are dealing with a little bit more on the Social Security benefits topics the last couple of weeks because we have our big Social Security workshop coming up a week from Wednesday.
Yep. Wednesday, July 22nd at the Cannery Kitchen. We'll have Elaine Simmons. She's a 35-year retired employee of the Social Security Administration, and that's what she does now a couple days a week. Goes around the country giving out workshops and explaining the choices because there's so many different choices. Jamie's got some information. I thought I knew a lot about Social Security, but that one just kind of blew me away.
We touched on a little bit last time, Tony, when we talked about the difference between being born on the first of the month or the second of the month or after. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And also, this past week, we had a question that came up in one of our meetings that had to do with how much of your Social Security benefits are going to be taxed and how you calculate those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's amazing how much misinformation there is out there about that.
You heard that correctly. Your Social Security benefit being taxed.
Yeah.
Those of you don't know that.
Yeah, we're not talking about taking $1 away from every $2 that you earn.
Right.
If you're age 62 to 66, so if you take retirement early from Social Security, all right, you know they're going to give up $1 for every $2 you earn beyond about $15,700 a year. So we know that one. But did you know that even if you're full retirement age, that some of your retirement benefits from Social Security could be taxable? Yeah. Boy, that's been around for a while.
That's a real
It has
awakening.
Been around a while.
Yeah. And it might surprise you what's calculated into your overall income to arrive at that taxing of either 50% of your Social Security benefit or 85%. Yeah. So we'll go over some of that with you. Also, we're going to take your questions, comments. Here is your phone number to call us right now. It's 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about how you can score a couple of passes to that workshop right after this.
Every other day.
For more than 55 years, the Brenham Clinic has been here for you and your family.
And as the community has grown and changed, so has the Brenham Clinic. That's why they're not only home to a team of doctors whose specialties range from family and internal medicine to pediatrics and obstetrics, but the network of specialists at College Station Medical Center also offers appointments right here at home. Extended hours and same-day appointments are available. To schedule yours, visit BrenhamClinic.com.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG also provides project management services nationally for hotel renovations. In Brenham, they serve as construction managers on the renovation of the Simon Theater and other historical landmarks in Washington County. RWG Construction Management is at 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call them at 979-836-7176. That again is 979-836-7176.
Schleider Furniture in Brenham's Made in America sale is on now. Extra discounts on all our fine brands made in the USA like Lazy Boy, Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, Vaughn Bassett, Mayo, Best, Franklin, Ashley, Medlift, and more. Over 100 different recliners, chairs, and power lift recliners in stock to try, all on sale, ready to deliver. Schleiders has the biggest selection of Brenham brand mattresses anywhere, including the big city, with 36 different Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedics to try at unbeatable prices. Free delivery to 50 miles with a $500 purchase. Extra discount for cash or up to 48 months, 0% interest. See store for details. Visit Schleider Furniture for great selection and sale prices on all our fine American-made furniture, including Sealy, made right here in Brenham. Quality.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36, American Overhead Door Company. The true American Overhead Door Company, selling American-made overhead doors. American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's only overhead door company with all the American flags at 7405 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Call 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. Call 979-836-4442.
Since 1972, Korth & Linke Welding has been serving this area with welding expertise. They pride themselves on using top-quality materials and craftsmanship in every job. In-shop and portable welding, general steel fabrication, complete trailer repair and hookups, parts service, wrought iron fencing, farm and ranch entrances, and custom design fabrication are the services they offer. Korth & Linke conducts business with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. Stop by 705 South Bluebell Road with your next project or idea. Visit them online at KorthandLinkeWelding.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover team at Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial Group. Hey, we have an office in Central Texas, downtown Brenham on Main Street, across from the courthouse. Also another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in Houston. And we do have a great phone number if you want to call and reserve that time to come in, just sit down and have a chat. We call that the free review. You're welcome to bring statements from 401ks, 403bs, insurance companies, annuities, and whatever you have going on, just to check things out. Perfectly fine. Glad to have you come in because we enjoy meeting everybody.
Mm-hmm. Have a good time. It's good to meet you and find out what's going on in your life, and we give you some ideas that might make you sleep better at night.
Ah, there you go. So here's our office phone number, by the way, and I'll give it to you another couple of times during the program today, but it's 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. And you know what? You've still got some of the lazy days of summer left to you. pretty good idea to just set aside maybe 45 minutes or an hour and just come by the office and get a good handle on what's going on financially in your life. Meantime, financially in everybody's lives, the markets look pretty good. Dow's up over 200 points, the S&P 500 up 20 points, the NASDAQ up 60 plus points. The Greeks finally decided to come to the table and do something about their economic problems. And they really didn't want to leave the Eurozone. They did not.
So, that would be a disaster for them.
It would. I don't think it would bother the rest of the Eurozone that much.
No, it wouldn't bother them.
It's probably, you know, trade-off there for the Eurozone, right? I mean, how many billions of dollars are they going to have to give the Greeks to bail them out versus how much does taxes and whatever they collect from the Greek economy, how much does that even support the Eurozone?
Well, it's kind of interesting to talk about that kind of thing, though, because of the European market with the euro, the fact that, you know, the European currency is the euro.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Greeks were to bail out of that European, you know, what effect is that going to have on the euro? Because it's the camel's nose under the tent, see?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have the crack in the European market, then where one country can say, ah, I'm just going to bail out of this, then, you know, what other country can say, well, why do I need to be responsible?
Yeah. So that could be a problem with the underpinnings of their currency.
Exactly.
So it's even more a question, I think, of that than how much revenue do they get.
It is, exactly.
You know, so everybody's got a vested interest in keeping them around, even though it's got to be hurting things to keep bailing these guys out. And I don't think it's really getting any better. But so we have that, the Chinese situation with their stock markets going all over the place and their bubbles of different kinds bursting. And
the government stepping in there, because I was reading this article this morning, half of all the stocks on the exchanges are not allowed to trade. The government said, sorry, you can't trade those anymore.
Well, they tried to get people voluntarily not to trade in them, and, of course, that really went over.
And so now,
so now the government just said, okay, we're stopping trading on these companies here.
Yeah, that certain companies, when they get to be so volatile, or the company says, nope, we're stopped trading. So if you own that stock, you have a non-liquid investment now because you cannot sell it, and if you want to buy it, you cannot buy it. And that's half of the stocks on their exchange right now because their economy is just dropping big time.
Mm.
So far in July, we've had a 1% drop. Maybe we had a really bad drop in our stock market, maybe 2% that one day.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a 7% drop in one day.
Ouch.
That's huge.
Wowie.
And then that's on one day, and then they've had many other drops also. Mm-hmm. And that's when the government stepped in and said, okay, stop trading in these particular securities.
Well, things were just out of control, though. I mean, they were just going crazy, like what we had here with our housing finance market. You know, I mean, when things are not going by natural tendencies and unnatural forces, whether it's governments or whoever that are greasing things along so that they go better than they should ordinarily, not just regular market forces at work, you're going to have problems. So, but is that crippling everything around the world? No, it's not. Whether the Iranians decide that they're going to do whatever they need to do about their nuclear program, and they put some more oil out on the market. You know, I think a lot of people are just overreacting on a lot of things. And how do you keep yourself invested, and what kind of expectations you should have? So we're going to get to that.
Yeah, I know that Doug. I know Doug. You've got that question that you had gotten this past week about expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to do. You know, one of the questions we have gotten in the last couple of weeks is, are the economic markets expecting a correction in the U.S. market?
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of ask more questions about that. So what would you consider to be a correction? And the answer that we got was, well, a 300-point drop. Well, we have 300-point drops in a day. That's
not really a correction.
You got to look at percentages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a 2% drop, I think, last week or the week before, and that hurt a little bit, but it's all come back since then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, a major drop would be a 10% drop. Because, in other words, you had $100,000 in your 401k. You look at your statement, now you got $90,000 in your 401k. That makes a difference.
That hurts a little.
That hurts a little.
And a real correction Big E correction is going to be 20%, 15 to 20. So, again, what the word correction means
it has to do with expectations again. You know, what are your expectations? Are they realistic or not?
Yeah, I've got so far half the year's over with. So end of June, half the year's gone. Mm-hmm. So how did you do? How did your portfolio do? How did the S&P 500 do? That's 500 of the largest stocks in the U.S. Well, if you had a balanced portfolio, and that's somewhere between, they call 60% equities, 40% bonds. Mm-hmm. Is kind of what they think is a this particular author was a balanced portfolio. Well, if you had a balanced portfolio, it probably should have returned somewhere in the neighborhood of a half a percent to the best at 2% since
for the entire
year.
Half.
For six months. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because the S&P 500 index fund, its return for the first half of the year was a -0.07%. So basically,
flat.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You didn't make anything. And if you threw in dividends in there and the growth, you ended up with a 1.23% return for the year so far. The bonds were a 0.1% return for the year on the bond index, and the stocks were 0.7. So the market's up and down, so expectations, you have to be careful with that one. People hire advisors because they need help and they want to get their finances in order. But then people fire advisors because they don't earn enough mm-hmm. or big enough return on their investments. That's a recipe for disaster.
Because there's so much more that goes into your financial life than just returns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a conversation with a lady that I work with at church yesterday. She's a senior citizen. She's taking money out of her fund to live on. And I asked her, I said, ma'am, I can't say her name. I'm not sure if she listens. She's in Houston, though. So I said, do you really need that much money every month? And she says, well, kind of, yeah. She's been doing that for years now, living on that kind of money. And I know she gives a lot to charity and she does different things, so I'm not quite sure how she wants to bite the bullet on that one. But I said, we're not earning that much. We're earning about 5 or 6% return on your money there, trying to keep it very conservative. And I said, to be able to take out the amount of money you're doing each month, we have to earn 16%.
Oh, wow.
I said, we can't. She said, aren't you doing that? I said, no, I can't do that. That's not at your age. That's risky money. Mm-hmm. So her expectation was totally off. So,
I think that's a reflection, again, of how I think the investors generally are looking at what the markets are doing. The S&P 500 has not been doing that mm-hmm. so far
nope.
this year.
Yeah. It did better last year by quite a bit. But do you put all your forward expectations on something that is not happening? Yeah, that's a different thing.
So that's where strategy comes in. You have to have that strategy so that when markets like mm-hmm. this come around where one day it's up a bunch, 200 points this morning, and last week it was down 200 points. So,
right.
I mean, all in the same five-day span.
So what are some of the sure things that we have? Well, some of you may not agree, but really Social Security is one of the mm-hmm. things that's pretty doggone sure. Now, if you are born anywhere in, well, let's say you're in your 20s or 30s right now, it's going to be probably remarkably changed in ways by the time you get ready to start taking your benefit. My belief is that there will be something there, right? But those of us who are, say, 50-plus, you know, and not taking Social Security yet, chances are that you know, it's going to be pretty much like it is today. There may be a few changes for people between 50 and 60 right now. But then again, it's going to be pretty much around. But there are some weird things that happen with Social Security. And, Jamie, let's talk about one of these. Because, by the way, if you're listening right now, you need to remember what Jamie is going to point out about Social Security. Because we're going to ask you to call our 800 number to get yourself two passes to our upcoming week from Wednesday Social Security workshop right here in the Brenham area. Jamie, let her rip.
Well, one of the important issues with Social Security is your full retirement age. You need to know what your full retirement age is. And what's quirky about the Social Security calculation of full retirement age is if you were born on January 1st, how do they calculate your full retirement age? Well, if you were born on January 1st, your full retirement age is the same as someone born the previous year, not the year that you were born in. So for full retirement age, if you were born on January 1st, you have the same full retirement age as somebody born on December 31st of the previous year or any time the previous year.
So you picked up a year.
Yeah, you picked up a year. So if you're born on January 1st, your full retirement age is calculated on the previous year, not the year that you were born on.
That's pretty good. You pick up a whole year is a good percentage of Social Security.
So basically, January 1 is not your birthday.
For full retirement age under Social Security.
For that year. All right. So they're going to figure it off the previous year. Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
And that's important to know because full retirement age is very important.
All right. So here is our question. Jamie?
Well, if you were born on January 1st, is your full retirement age calculated on the previous year or the year that you were born on?
Once again?
If you were born on January 1st, is your full retirement age calculated on the previous year or the year you were born?
Here is our number. If you answer this question correctly, you get two free passes to our lunchtime workshop about Social Security. It's going to be at the Cannery Kitchen right here in Brenham coming up Wednesday, the 22nd of July. That's a week from this Wednesday. Here is our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Jamie, the question again?
If you were born on January 1st, for Social Security purposes, is your full retirement age calculated on the previous year or the year you were born?
800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. We're expecting your call right now on the Money Makeover Show. Give us a call.
I've had nothing to live for. It looked like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Their greatest value is the L2501DT Compact Tractor, one of the largest, strongest compact tractor frames on the market. And now, through September 30th, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates to help you do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, and Navasota.
Financing is available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8222. But he doesn't have cost and terms.
Wondering how to keep organized and ahead of the game this year? With a new computer from PCS. Norris Pruitt Professional Service has been in Brenham for 15 years doing business as PCS. With the best on-site services even before all the big box stores arrive. He has new and reconditioned systems with non-stop services. Check out the reconditioned Dell system laptop with dual-core Intel processor and Windows 7 at a great low price. Norris Pruitt Professional Services, PCS, in Brenham. Call 979-421-9888.
Summer is a great time to see your dentist, and Brenham Family Dental is offering a summer special, only $19 for an exam and x-ray. All new summer patients will be entered into their drawing where they're giving away two iPads and an iWatch Sport. Brenham Family Dental offers the latest technology that practically guarantees pain-free treatment. Brenham Family Dental is now taking new patients at 2001 South Market Street in Brenham, treating patients from ages 6 months to over 99 years old. Whether you need a cleaning or surgery, Brenham Family Dental offers a full spectrum of dental care, exam and x-rays, plus fillings, root canals, wisdom teeth removal, bridges, dentures, and more. All surgical and non-surgical needs of the teeth, gums, and mouth. Brenham Family Dental is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday by appointment only, and emergency walk-ins. Take advantage of their summer special, an exam and x-ray for only $19, and be registered in their drawing for an iPad or iWatch. Call Brenham Family Dental for an appointment at 979-421-9685. All PPO, Medicaid, Medicare, CHIP, and CareCredit credit accepted. Se habla español.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Culligan Water Conditioners, The Truck Center, Fireplaces, etc., and J5 Tractors. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. And Sophia called in and answered our question of the day about Social Security. Again, Jamie, what was that question and answer?
Well, the question was, there's some quirky things about when how the Social Security office calculates your full retirement age. And one of the quirks is, if you're born on January 1st, they actually consider the fact that you were born the previous year for calculating your full retirement age rather than the year that you were born. And so that's kind of a quirky thing when it comes to calculating your full retirement age for Social Security benefits, mm-hmm. but it's a crucial point.
Well, it is. So you kind of get an extra freebie there.
You get an extra year out of it.
Yeah,
the
do.
One example of it is if you're born on January 1st, 1957, your full retirement age is 66 years and 4 months, whereas somebody born January 3rd, 2 days later, their full retirement age is 66 years and 6 months.
There we go. Let's take a caller. We got somebody on the phone. Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. How can I help you? Hello? We lose
okay.
him? Okay. Hello?
Stage fright. I think it's stage
hello?
Fright.
Okay.
Either that or they're calling in because they wanted to answer the question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we do have an answer to the question, and we do have Sophia. We have a winner. And Sophia is going to come by our office at 105 East Main Street. That's in the old atrium building across from the courthouse on Main Street. And she's going to pick up that free pass for two people to come to our Social Security workshop conducted by Elaine Simmons. 35 years Elaine has worked for the Social Security Administration. She knows her stuff. When should you file? How should you file? Widow's benefits, all this other stuff. I mean, a jillion questions, and it is not easy. It is not easy stuff. So yeah. Please come if you can get that going there, mm-hmm. Sophia. So, again, it's going to be this week from Wednesday on right. the 22nd at the Cannery Kitchen.
So you got two more chances to get some tickets to Wednesday mm-hmm. and then the following Monday, because the following Wednesday of the workshop, we're going to have Elaine Simmons on the air with us.
Mm-hmm. So you may need to make sure you tune in.
Yeah, for the full hour. And that way you can call in right there if you got a question.
Absolutely. So we're going to have Elaine here for you one way or the other, but I know when we actually are doing the workshop, she will take questions from the audience.
We don't have any commercial breaks during
and we don't have any
workshop.
Commercial breaks. We're just shoveling food in our mouths from the good cooks there at the Cannery Kitchen. But also, she does do a little bit of direct assistance by some forms that she hands out to the participants. And when she gets a chance to work through everything on specific questions for people, she can send them back right. what her opinion is of these different issues.
If you're there, there's some ways that you can get some mm-hmm. personal help.
Right.
But you have to be there at the workshop to get that.
So our wonderful clients already are getting their invitations.
Yeah, and by the way, we need to mention that if you're already one of our clients and the invitations have gone out, make sure you give the office a call so that we know that you're coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
We will be nice to have you there, but we need a head count so we have enough food.
It would make our lives easier, for sure.
And chairs.
Yes. So if you're our client already and you haven't gotten your official invite to this Social Security workshop coming up on the 22nd of July, that's Wednesday, a week from this Wednesday, in fact, here's our office phone number again. You should know it, but for those of you who really, really, really want to know how to get in touch with us and our clients, too, of course, just refresher here. Here, grab that cell phone, 979-836-2903. There we go.
Now, Tony, you had a pretty interesting article that talked about Social Security also. And, you know, one of the biggest misconceptions about Social Security is that you have your own individual account where your money's going in and it's earning interest. Well, that's not true.
It's a big old pot.
Yeah, it's one big, your money goes into one big pot. Now, they do use your earnings to calculate what your benefit is going to be. Mm-hmm. But the article that you had a pretty interesting article about, well, what if we didn't have Social Security, but I put the same amount of money in? Isn't that basically what
you're... Yeah. I mean, if I would have invested that money that I put into Social Security and that my employer put in, okay, so if I were like I was almost self-employed, right, and I put both halves of my Social Security payment in with every paycheck... Since, let's see, what was this guy's, he's 61 now, started working back in 1972, all right, and he sees his Social Security statement, and it shows that all this time, of his entire working career, he's put in $122,270. That came from him.
Of his own money.
Yes, out of his paycheck, all right, and his employer part then was another $136,076. All right? So that's what his Social Security statement says. So you got $122,270 coming from the guy, and employer money was $136,076. So what if he had been able to invest that money over the years, picked relatively conservative investments, majority of it in stocks or stock mutual funds, ETFs, exchange-traded funds? What would be the estimated value of his investments at 66 in a couple of months, which I guess is going to be his full retirement age, when he could claim his full benefit?
So we're assuming he wasn't born on January 1st.
Yeah. And assuming that he's going to withdraw annually about 5% of his balance, how would that compare to his potential Social Security payment of roughly $2,500 a month? And he says he's going to assume he's going to live at least 20 years, all right, until he's about 85. All right, so along with things like inflation factors and all kinds of other stuff, we're going to dumb this down and make it super simple, all right? So basically the Social Security delaying factors from when you start working to where your full retirement age is going to be, that's a delaying factor in this whole thing, assume that your investments are going to earn an inflation-adjusted return. This is not just a straight return. This is actually adding in inflation over time. That return at 2.9% if you live your full life expectancy, whether that's 85 or 90 or 95, whatever it is. That's the Social Security calculation in a nutshell, all right, 2.9%. Given that the yield on the 30-year Treasury securities are around 1.2% in the TIPS fund, that's pretty attractive to get 2.9, right?
It's almost double.
Yeah. So Social Security is a little bit better deal from that standpoint because, remember, the more yield you get in the investment world,
The more risk
you have to take to get that, right?
Yeah, and there's no guarantees in the investment world.
Okay, so Social Security also provides inflation-adjusted income for as long as you and your survivors live. It protects from inflation, market volatility, and longevity. So what does that sound like? What is Social Security really? It is an annuity.
It's a joint and survivor annuity.
There you go. but this one's run by Uncle Sam.
That's right.
So it's not a John Hancock, Hartford, Vanguard, whoever, whatever, whoever's doing it. Okay. So, should I play now? Should I play later? What if I'd invested my own money? All these questions. Just to simplify things down, we can assume that the individual Social Security contributions were spread out evenly, not up and down all over the place, from January of 1972 through December of 2014. That's 42 years, 504 months total. We can assume $512.59 is invested each month. Now, assuming that the gentleman had a portfolio with about an 80% of that money in the stock market, the S&P 500, Standard Poor's 500 index, 20% in a fund with 10-year treasuries, gets rebalanced every month, paying about 0.5% as a portfolio management fee. Okay, we're going to charge him a little something, right? The calculation is that the reader would have accumulated over $1.1 million, actually $1.17 million. Okay? Now, with a 5% withdrawal rate, that would be about $58,000, give or take a few bucks, a year. That's $4,875 a month. 5% withdrawal rate, though, is pretty risky, honestly. I think 3 or 4% is probably more realistic if you want your money to really last longer with market ups and downs and all that. So if you look at it with a 3% rate of withdrawal, which is a little bit more realistic, that would put him at about $29.25 a month. Okay. Now, remember, we already said his Social Security estimate right now is $2,500 a month.
See, or you could do a strategy. He could take half of that money, get a 10-year certain annuity, and get a higher payout and let the other half grow while he's taking that half. There's other strategies out there.
Yes. So you can put different compartments of money away.
There are so many different variables you could throw in here.
But we're just using the basics here. His question was, what if I just invested this money that went into my Social Security?
And now some of you might be thinking, can you even do that? Well, if you're a church worker, you can opt out of the Social Security system.
No.
And there may be some other systems. So
there are some other things,
should you do that
too,
or should you not? Well, here's the reason. But you got to stay with the strategy.
See, that's the big assumption, is that you are going to go ahead and of your own volition have the discipline to put the money away.
Well, and also part of this, too, is the luck of the draw. It depends on when you started saving, what year, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of variables in there.
Right. So if this guy's career had started and ended 6 years earlier than we're working with here, so you're doing the same analysis in 2008, early 2009.
Ooh.
For a 42-year career, you would have only had $640,000 instead of $1.17 million.
About a $500,000 difference.
This is with just investing conservatively in the markets and some treasuries. You would have been way low also if you'd just put money in bank accounts because of interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
So, So Social Security is still out there. It's still worth thinking about, and that's why we use it in our financial planning with our clients.
It's part of everybody's planning, retirement planning, whether you want it or not.
Yep.
It should be an integral part of your planning because you do have to consider it. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about, already talked about the first of the month being an important birthday. When we come back from the break, I'll talk about, does it make any difference whether you're born on the second of the month?
What? It's already messy on the first.
I didn't write the rules.
Wow. Okay. Well, more rules that maybe you need to know about here. And by the way, if you got a question in between, here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Tony, Doug, Jamie. We'll be right back with more Money Makeover Show.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. truck.
Do you need maintenance on your trailer? The Truck Center offers preventative maintenance on all types of trailers, large or small, to keep you safe and to save you money down the road. Plus, you can get DOT and safety inspections on your trucks, motorhomes, campers, and trailers. The Truck Center is your one-stop shop and Brenham's full-service truck repair facility with certified mechanics on duty serving small and large trucks and trailers. Come see us. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5:30.
Spend a fun day celebrating the Somerville Dam Lake Fest on Saturday, July 18th. Due to the high water in Welch Park, the Lake Fest has been moved to Pasdrell Park in the city of Somerville. There will be an IBCA-sanctioned state championship barbecue cook-off on Friday and Saturday, July 17th and 18th. Also, arts and crafts, food vendors, plus live music with Corey Morrow. Also enjoy washer pitching and horseshoe tournaments, kids zone with bounce houses, maze, face painting, and more. And at 7 p.m., live music with Corey Morrow. Early evening features live music followed by Max Starling and then Corey Morrow at 7 p.m. So be at the Somerville Dam Lake Fest on July 18th. This year it's a pasture party at Pastoral. The park is at 1098 Avenue E in the city of Somerville, just a few blocks behind B&B Grocery. Admission is $10 for adults, $5 for children 5 to 12. Find out more at BurlesonCountyTX.com/lakefest or call 979-567-0000.
Hi, this is Kate with Woods and Lumber. Are you looking for the perfect tools to help you complete your home or garden project? Then look no further than Woods and Lumber for a full selection of Irwin tools and blades. We carry all the bits, blades, chisels, and more to help you get your project done right the first time. Whether you're on the job site or updating your home, our knowledgeable staff at your local Woods and store will help you select the right Irwin tools for the job. Because for over 100 years, your dream starts here in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington. Woods
and Lumber. Submitted for your approval. KWHI 1280 has the cure for summer sequelitis. The signpost up ahead reads, The Sequel Zone. At KWHI, we're helping you say goodbye to school and work and hello to summertime fun. And we're doing it with family four packs of tickets to great summer destinations like Grand Station at College Station, Natural Bridge Caverns at New Braunfels, Silver Wing Skating in Brenham, and the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. All you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action.
You'll get to spin the Wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
American Overhead Door, Herman Furniture, and Topper's Liquor in Brenham, and Washington County Tractor in Brenham, Brian Navasota, and Sealy.
Cure your summer sequelitis with KWHI 1280.
It's time. You aren't looking forward to it, but you can't put it off any longer. You need to have your house painted. You have two choices. You can hire someone to slap some paint over the existing coat, or you can hire Integrity Works. Integrity Works will pressure wash your home, repair rotten wood or siding, can replace doors or windows if needed, all so that your new paint job will last. Just call 979-251-7972 for your free estimate, or visit their website at integrityworks.info. Serving Washington County and surrounding counties since 2005. Integrity Works. More than just painting.
What's your dream vacation? Basking in the sun on a beautiful beach with a cool drink in your hand, complete with a little paper umbrella? Or maybe your idea of the ideal vacation is flying down the mountainside on a pair of skis with the fresh air in your lungs and the scent of evergreens in your nose. Or maybe a cruise is more your style. Whatever your dream getaway, Brenham Travel can make it happen. Call today and let them put together a package just for you. Brenham Travel Service, 522 Highway 290 West. Call 830-1666 and let Brenham Travel Service help you see the world.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right, so we finally got the music playing. Craig was, you know, he's got all these colored lights and stuff up on a computer
and his
screen.
Magic fingers weren't so magic just then.
Ah, when the magic fades away. Well,
it was only temporary.
It was
only once every 6 months. That's okay. You're forgiven.
Yeah, maybe at that. That's okay.
That's okay.
So, Craig Montana, magic fingers at work this morning. By the way, we did have somebody else work their fingers. This one on the phone.
Great call.
And gave us a great call regarding Social Security. First question was, how much can you make if you take early retirement? That's age 62 to age 66 and however many months it would be for you. Yeah,
whatever your full, whatever your full retirement age is.
Mm-hmm. So if you make more than $15,720 a year between age 62 and your full retirement age, if you make more than $15,720 a year per person, all right, you individually, then you will give up $1 for every $2 of that Social Security check that you get every month.
Yeah, your Social Security benefit is going to be reduced if you as an individual exceed that number. It only affects your Social Security benefits, not your spouse's Social Security mm-hmm. benefits. It only affects yours. And so if you take your Social Security benefit early, you as an individual cannot exceed $15,720 in earned income.
Now, you can't. If you earn $100 more, well, you get $2 for every, you can lose $50 off your Social Security benefit for the year.
But it's still going to be reduced.
That's correct.
That's right. Now, other questions were, you know, if you're married filing jointly and you're getting your benefit, et cetera, at what income level do they start taxing your Social Security benefit?
Well, this is another important issue because Congress has been around for quite a while now. One of the things they did, the kind of back doorway to keep the senior citizens happy, is they didn't reduce Social Security benefits. But what they did was, instead of reducing them, they went ahead and added them as a way that they could tax the benefits. Mm-hmm. And the way that you calculate how much of your Social Security benefits is going to be taxed is something called your modified adjusted gross income. And the way that they come up with that number is they take your earned income plus half of your Social Security benefit plus any non-taxable interest that you earn, for example, municipal bond income, add all that together. And if, as a married couple, if that number exceeds $32,000, then 50% of your Social Security benefits will be taxed. If it exceeds $44,000, then 85% of your Social Security benefits will be taxed.
At whatever your tax rate is, adding all this stuff in.
Right, correct.
So if you've done a good job of saving and investing and you're getting some good returns, you get to pay tax on your Social Security benefit.
Now, this is commonly referred to as a Social Security tax torpedo.
Mm-hmm. Because it comes back and gets you. People don't expect that, but you better figure it in.
But, yeah. You know, it's not. I don't think it's a very worthwhile goal to say, I want to try and make sure that as a couple we have income less than $44,000 so
right.
that our benefits won't be taxed at 80, our Social Security benefits won't be 85% won't be taxable. I don't think that's, you know, normally you want to have as much income as you need.
That's a good problem.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have. Have as much income as you need to live your comfortable life. And if 85% of your Social Security benefits get taxed, so be it.
Yeah, you want that.
You want to be up
60 or 80.
Yeah. So, that rule actually has been around since the 90s. 1990s.
And it is not indexed for inflation or anything.
That's mm-hmm. what really hurts, because 44 is not
forever.
A lot of money when you figure half of your Social Security benefits thrown in there. And if the average Social Security benefit, let's say, is $2,000 for spouse, that's $4,000. Half of that is taxed. So that's $24,000 right there. You only need to earn $20,000 more, and you're taxed at the 85%.
Yeah, when you're including half of your Social Security income in the calculation, you know, you don't have to make very much other money to exceed that $44,000
as a couple.
Well,
you've got earnings, and then you've got investment income.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that
all this
includes,
stuff that starts glomming in there.
It includes non-taxable interest, which would be municipal incomes. We've asked that. We talked about
yes.
that. When is non-taxable actually taxable? Well, that's one of the cases.
Yeah, when they're going to calculate your modified adjusted gross income for
correct.
Purposes of seeing whether your Social Security benefit will be taxable. Ouch.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, you got there. The taxation, it gets to be very, very particular. I ran into a situation last week where a person didn't run the alternative minimum tax, very charitably inclined, but because of the charitably inclined part, it lowered his taxable income, but because of pulling things back in like Social Security. So,
yeah, alternative minimum tax.
Now things are getting taxed, and he didn't realize. You need to talk to a tax professional when you start dealing with dollars like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So strategy is important, and yes, you should consider this in financial planning and your retirement planning. Consider Social Security, how to take it, when to take it, all these other things, because it is an asset that you'll be drawing from.
Well, tax planning is important and is part of your retirement planning, so you have to consider these things.
All right. Getting close to the end of the program. We got time for a quick question here. I think we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
I'm just asking for more information on the tax seminar, what time it is. And
Okay, it's at 11:30. I tell you, why don't you call our office, because we're getting down to the end of the show here. Why don't you give the office phone number, Tony?
Yeah, here's our office. Just give us a call there, and we'll fill you in.
979-836-2903. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. And thank you for listening to the Money Makeover Show. We'll be back here on
Wednesday.
All right.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.